If you watched the Super Bowl for even a little while last weekend, you probably caught an ad from one of the cryptocurrency companies trying to persuade you to get in now or regret it later. But what exactly are they selling? And why are other voices telling you to take a deep breath on crypto and NFTs, or at least make sure you know what you're getting into? That's the story of the day on our podcast, Consider This, the daily afternoon podcast from the team behind All Things Considered. We're going to take another look now at those protests against vaccine mandates and other COVID prevention measures that have been going on in Canada for the past 3 weeks. Authorities in the Canadian capital of Ottawa have moved decisively over the past 24 hours to force protesters in the city's downtown to leave. Yesterday and today, police officers clashed with demonstrators near the country's parliament. Police say more than 100 arrests have been made. Earlier this week, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau took aim at the protesters' finances, issuing emergency orders to cut off funding for the organizers. We wanted to learn more about who's been supporting the protests and how. And for that, we turned to Steve Riley, an investigative reporter with the startup news website Grid. Riley and his colleagues have been looking into social media and online donation activity supporting the so-called Freedom Convoy protests in Canada. Riley says they found that some of the largest social media groups galvanizing support for the demonstrators were being run by accounts outside of Canada.
So early last week, we began looking into a network of Facebook groups with more than 300,000 followers that was encouraging people to support and donate to the protesters. What we found were that they were all administered by the account of a woman in Missouri, which we thought was interesting. Why is a woman in Missouri supporting these Canadian protests? And we looked into it further. We found her account had been, in fact, hacked into, and someone else was using it to create these Facebook groups that were galvanizing support for the protest movement.
Let me note here that Facebook's parent company, Meta, pays NPR to license NPR content. That is a disclosure that we routinely make when we reference Facebook in any way. Now, according to your reporting, a couple of these Facebook groups supporting the protests were created by a marketing firm based in Bangladesh. Can you just tell us a bit more about that?
That's right. So Facebook shut down dozens of groups early last week that were related to these protests. We continued to look into it and found that some of the groups that continued to exist after that were connected to a marketing firm based in Bangladesh. Which again raises questions about the authenticity of the actors behind this social media support system for the protests that are happening in the streets of Ottawa.
Well, just as you just mentioned, that Meta has since removed some of these groups from the platform, but you spoke to someone with that marketing firm in Bangladesh. Were you able to find out if the firm was paid to create those Facebook groups, and if so, by whom?
The founder of the marketing group told us that he was not paid to create those groups. However, we don't have any way of verifying that or knowing whether that's the case. After we asked Facebook some questions about these groups, they were eventually shut down late last week. So there are questions that continue to persist about the authenticity of a lot of the online social media activity supporting these protests.
You also found Facebook groups filled with QAnon rhetoric and other people connected to those right-wing conspiracy-driven movements. Based on your reporting, what's the connection between the people organizing these protests and right-wing fringe groups like QAnon?
Well, we don't know precisely, but what we do know is that we've seen on the streets of Canada symbols of the American right, including Confederate flags and the emblem of the Three Percenters group, have shown up in the Canadian capital. And a lot of that kind of sentiment is mirrored online. We saw in some of the donation activity references to the QAnon conspiracy theory. And so there are, you know, in any protest, some mix of various ideological groups. And what we can say is that there are signs of some extremist group symbology showing up in these protests, both in real life and online.
So before we let you go, I mean, obviously there's sort of been rumblings about a sort of a convoy-style protest in the United States. And has your reporting turned up anything about that?
There have been rumblings, and there are people who say there are organizers of a convoy they expect or plan to have start up in the coming weeks. We don't know whether this will come to fruition, but we do know that a lot of the support for the Canadian protests has come from the United States, both in the form of rhetoric from politicians here and some fundraising. And so we'll see in the coming weeks whether whether there's any type of similar movement here in the U.S.
That was Steve Riley. He's an investigative reporter at Grid News, focusing on threats to democracy. Steve, thanks so much for sharing your reporting with us.
Thank you so much.